This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state has charged six people for allegedly forging election petitions to get candidates on last year's ballots. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The Secretary of State's office said they noticed an issue when they rejected an unusually high number of signatures for a candidate petitioning in the 7th Congressional District, which covers the suburbs west of Denver. In hundreds of cases, the submitted name didn't match a real Colorado voter. In a few dozen instances, the listed voters were actually deceased. The state has now charged some of those petition circulators with misdemeanor perjury and a felony for attempting to influence a public servant. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Denver is getting two more safe parking sites, which serve people experiencing homelessness with places to park and case management services. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports on how the Safe Outdoor program is expanding.
Safe Outdoor sites began as a pandemic pilot program. But after signs of success, City Council voted to make the program permanent. Now, with an added $600,000, the program will grow from 2 to 4 safe parking sites. The sites are meant to serve people who struggle to get into typical shelters and housing, which might be inaccessible to people with disabilities or banned pets. The two new sites will open in the next year. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The state's Venture Capital Authority and Office of Economic Development are launching a $17 million fund to invest in small defense and aerospace companies. CPR's Dan Boyce says it's one of the VCA's largest investments yet.
The state is partnering with Colorado One for the fund. Colorado One is a Colorado Springs-based investment firm made up of current and former executives of the O'Neill Group, a prominent local real estate company. The funds will go to Colorado companies with fewer than 10 employees that focus on national defense and developing new technology. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.